begin this Friday edition of Ozarks Large with our friend and colleague Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. He's in his office in Fort Smith, and I trust that the heat is on in your office?
It's blazing.
All right. Well, we've got an alliterative set of topics today, all dealing with money, trucking, Tyson and tax. Let's start with trucking. USA Truck had some good numbers this week, didn't they?
Yes. Another good year. Their full year net income was $12.2 million, better than what the markets expected. It was ahead of the $7.5 million from last year. And the revenue, another good sign, the revenue was up $534 million, up almost 20%, which really the primary reasons for such a good year is they were able to charge a higher rate, which they had a little over 12% increase in revenue per loaded mile. They had more than 15% increase in available rigs in the fourth quarter. So they're doing well. And you got to remember this. This is a company that just a few years ago we weren't sure they were going to stick around. They were either going to go under or be bought. So for folks in Van Buren, I mean, that's a good corporate presence, not just really Van Buren, but the whole Fort Smith Metro. It's good to see those kind of numbers come out of USA Truck.
This comes on the heels of ArcBest with some of their record numbers. So trucking, at least on February 8th, 2019, doing well.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the biggest headwinds they face, not so much Arkansas Best, not so much ArcBest because they have a unionized driver's force, but there's just a shortage of drivers. And USA Truck even mentioned it, that their numbers would have been better if they were able to recruit and retain more drivers. So that's about the only, not the only headwind, but that's one of the principal headwinds the trucking industry faces.
All right, let's shift to a different industry that is somewhat changing and an industry leader, Tyson Foods. I don't know about you, but however long I've thought about Tyson Foods, I've thought about Tyson and meat, and they would like to apparently go beyond just being a meat company.
Yeah, and they've been going beyond a meat company for a while. Yesterday, they announced earnings, and they did well again. They also announced a $340 million acquisition of a part of BRF. It's a Brazilian company. They bought some of their Thai and European, Thailand, and UK assets. This gives them growth. It gives them access to international markets that they didn't have already. And one of the things about Tyson, well, first let me just hit their first quarter profit fell a little bit. They're on an interesting cycle. Their first fiscal quarter ends December 31st, so their fiscal year is a little different. But they had $551 million in net income, below the $1.6 billion last year. But a lot of that last year was one-time tax credit. So still $551 million. Nobody's crying for Tyson Foods. But let me talk briefly. I've been following Tyson Foods for over almost 20 years now, if not longer. But, this has been interesting. You don't often see, especially in your own backyard, I think this would be a good book for someone, but you don't often see a large corporate enterprise like this really shift the way it has. They were in trouble 10, 15 years ago. They're really just a commodity business. It was beef and chicken with some pork, and it was very cyclical. Grain prices get out of whack, or cattle supplies get out of whack, and then just ruin their whole year. Their business model is beholden to a lot of outside forces. And so, Leland Tollett and Buddy Ray came in, kind of got the company back on its feet, hired Donnie Smith, and really their focus from then has been to minimize that commodity effect. And so they've moved to prepared foods. They moved to these, alternative meats, non-meat, vegan-type products. And look, that's still a small part of the business, but their prepared foods income, I think operating income, is almost 30% of their total. So it's going to be, or it is, a global supplier of meats. It won't just be a commodity business, it'll be a global supplier of food, not necessarily chicken, beef, and pork.
Well, I think almost any industry, be it retail or manufacturing or communications, could benefit from the long view.
Yeah, the long view. I think that's a great term for it. They knew early on, and I had the opportunity to interview Mr. Ray a few years before he passed away, and he talked about that. He talked about we had to get beyond just, I think one of the terms he used, he said, we had to get beyond just taking care of live chicken and taking care of dead chicken. That's what they did. That was ingrained in them. I think that's what impresses me. They grew up, that commodity business was really all they knew, but yet they were able and willing to understand that wasn't going to keep the lights on. And so they've made some big changes. And look, they haven't always been successful, but it's interesting. And I'm not here to blow smoke up Tyson's skirt, but it's nice to see, or it's interesting, I should say, to see a company transform like this. And we're going to keep watching, but it's been an interesting story to tell.
Well, there will be some interesting stories to tell when a public discussion perhaps happens between those against and those for a proposed 9-month, 1-cent sales tax that will benefit the Marshalls Museum. Are we going to have a public debate?
Well, we'll see. Both Fort Smith Attorney Joey McCutcheon, who's kind of leading an effort against this tax, which will raise about $16 million, asked for a debate. The Marshalls Museum folks responded with, hey, let's have a moderated panel, three people on our side, three people on your side with the panel host. So we'll see. But this is growing. This is becoming, there's a compressed election cycle. The election's March 12th. It's becoming a little heated on social media.
Wait, what? Social media becoming heated?
Yeah, I know it. And I wish people, look, there are valid reasons to be for and against this tax. People need to realize that. I would hope that if you're for it or against it, it doesn't mean you're a bad person or you're against the museum or you're against Fort Smith. Whatever happens, if it's a debate or it's a panel discussion, I just hope it's civil.
All right. I'm going to pitch a tent tonight at Devil's Den. Do you want to join me?
Oh, no, but we will send out emergency personnel to with an ice pick to pick you out of the ground.
I will be in front of a fireplace. All right, Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. He joins us almost every Friday. Michael, thank you so much. Stay warm.
All right, yeah, try to have a good weekend.